4. Thank you, Commander.
I'm reminded as you change the primitive equipment about George Vannoy being here with his camera and everything, and the joy that we all shared in the Bogreitz rally, and the watching of you ones and the fluctuation of emotions since that day. That's living, Chilas. That's learning. That's growth. He didn't win. He got mad. He had a fit. He discounted. That has nothing to do with you. You have only lost if you quit. You are only in confusion in your mind if you choose that route. And if you cannot make up your mind about your guidance, I didn't say Hatan, I said your guidance. Wally Gentleman has reminded me of something as I witness my friends enjoying one another. Ones go out and are groping for guidelines. Well, what, I don't know. I'm not sure anymore about what's right and what's wrong. You are sure. There is not a one, there is not a three-year-old child who isn't sure of what's right or wrong. You are wanting to make all those wrong things that people vote in to be right. Well, what am I going to follow as a written guideline? I mean, I need something, and I'm not a Baptist, and I'm not a Catholic, and I'm not this, and I'm not that. If you have to see something written, then go get the Ten Commandments. There are a couple or three you really only need four or five. You only need one. Follow the knowingness that is God within. One. And you won't do the wrong thing. Murder is not on the list of goody-goody. These are innately birthed into the human, the higher universal man of God. In there, you have to weed them out to get rid of them. Man is not birthed to be evil. Man is birthed to be good. He learns to be evil. The child is innocent and good, regardless of if he does bad things in your perception, because he is innately good. He doesn't know. And you better come before God as the child, either not knowing genuinely, because there won't be any fudging. Oh, yes, I am so good, I learned to be good. To the left. Dharma to the left. Do you know why so many of you women cannot tell your left from your right? And you'll go to the corner and you will turn the wrong way. Because you poor souls have experienced so many times from the other side that you are now living in your reflection. You may have to ponder that a minute. The men are so wise, they say, oh, well, I will go and look at the stars. Can't you tell east from west? Look at the sun, dear. I am, darling. But from where I live, it goes from west to east. You're stuck with these little handicaps here in this environment. That and the inability to see. And you are accustomed to basing everything you do on the reality of what is. And all the illusions are not there. You see others playing in these illusions, but you are not in it. You are observing it from over there. And it's those two experiences as you start up your journey into real production here, into the really, really big illusion here. You have got to know about the other half of your existence. And it's not in the illusion. Wally Gentleman has got to direct a picture while being in the illusion, selling to the illusion from the standpoint of total reality, which does not exist in your plane. That is one hell of a job. But he'll do it. And they will do it with the technology that will bring it into the reality of the minds of the ones watching it in such a way that that is the desirable, not something that you walk out and you have to say, well, it was only a movie. It was only a movie. It was horrible, but it was only a movie. That's pretend. You've got to bring reality into the beauty of the mind within this cotton-picking illusion you've got going. Enough to sway the mind of the robonoids to desire something else. And to allow the little humans to remember that's the way it is. That's where I'm going, Mommy. That's where I've been, Mommy. I haven't been in a place, Mommy, where they kill each other and smash each other. And yet you've got to show that mind the reality of that's the way it's been, and it's not a good idea. And I do not want, when we begin to project these things, I do not want a bottom line on the ledger that says, you cannot spend another $1,000 because you're over budget. Neither do I want anyone coming to me because they are greedy mongrels saying, I want another $1,000. Just because I'm me. That is the first reason that you will not participate. There has got to be the goal involved. Do I expect the third, fourth ranking cameraman who carries the camera bag to reap the same reward as the one who directs the picture? No, but if he becomes more valuable, yes. It will not be based on anything but the reality of the production. God is just, and you're going to learn to be just, or you ain't coming into my house to live. And much especially to give me my set of rules. And I don't want to quarrel over this stupid, foolish, silly thing of humankind that quarrels over money. You have to want the goal of the production, and the money will follow. And we are working day and night around the clock to make sure that you will have it. And you will have it in the kind of sums that will allow us to do this. The rewards can come later. This is one of those times when we have done our work, we have earned our way, we now deserve it, we want it so we can take our next steps. If you were trying to coalesce this paper 5 years ago, who would look at you? But now that it is the reading material of the United States of America, Congress makes it a little more desirable, doesn't it? for one to say, oh, well, okay, you mean you're going to give me my section and you're going to pay me and you're going to be honorable and fair? Won't they be stupid not to accept that when you have proved yourself? We have been proving ourselves. For 7 years, my people here have been proving themselves. And they've not been found wanting, regardless of what ones may say, who would like to pull you down. God has a plan 2000. And I want to tell you again and again and again and again, He will win. But you have to do your share, or you can make sure that you perceivably lose. I don't think you want to be sitting on the sidelines watching this one. This is not a spectator sport, my friends. You may have to be patient and wait. This is not a spectator sport. You don't want to just watch. You want to create and make history. You want to make the golden age of man. Believe me, you want to. And you don't even mind starting from a little teeny nucleus, or you would not be here. I promise you, you would not be here. It is the weight and the pressure of this world upon you that makes you think that. And mankind may begin somewhere, the seed may be planted somewhere, but if you're going to plant fields, you're going to have to move out, aren't you? And the reason I bring that up is it may not be in Tehachapi for you or you or you, but confound it, I am going to have a motion picture studio over here on Capitol Hills Development Company. And so if you want to make motion pictures, it would be wise to want to be down here at least part of the time. On the other hand, we'll probably have a duplicate arrangement in Nevada, Colorado. It was already started for Texas. If you have the places, you will need the centers. You do not have a world within God if everything that's God is in Tehachapi. And I'm not interested in your little avatars. That is not an insult. But I'm not interested in Mr. Buddha. I'm not interested in Mr. Jesus. And I travel with that energy. I travel with both of them. I'm not interested in Ramtha. I'm not interested in Mafu. I'm not interested in Bashar. I adore them. They're my friends. We have a great time. But when you fall down on your knees and you worship one of them, you have insulted them. The only difference in you and them is that they know and you don't seem to. And I'm going to repeat something because I have ones here who haven't heard it in a long time. Don't you dare. Don't you dare fall on your face and worship Hatton. Everybody got that clear. You don't even worship Aton. You use that term because you've stricken the right words from the language. You revere. You respect me so that I can respect you. Do not get on your knees to me. That means I've got to do my work on my knees. And neither of us will get anything done. until you recognize your creative ability and walk with me, I can poof you up, like I said on Sunday, to Dorma. I have to tell this for Wally and George. Dorma, she keeps a mumbling going all the while. And she says, "Who the hell are you? I can't figure out really who are you?" And I said, "I am the wind beneath your wings, so you can fly. And I'll keep blowing as long as I have to. I will push you. I will not pull you." All right, let's have some questions. No questions. See, I did it again. I want to take a little bit of time, and we have to always remember our precious moments. You see, already something happens, and 9/10 of you in this room will not be able to tell me like this. When John Schreffer walked out of his place of incarceration, but if John thinks a minute, he'll be able to. Time is flying, and since there is no rational thought between happenings except in sequence, not in timing, a watch or a clock is a very handy thing if you're going to have a meeting. But if you gear everything by your clock or your calendar, you will put yourself into the dumps of misery. And even John, now being out, cannot believe that it would have been 14, 15 months. Because the mind handles things that way. It categorizes things and it tries to put the discomfort aside to be pulled on, if necessary, put away, hopefully. This is another thing about your confounded lawsuits. It keeps the negative aspect of your existence in front of you all of the cotton-picking time so that you cannot get on with your job. You have to live in the distraction. On the other hand, it is a very good measure. None of you can tell me what you had for dinner 3 weeks ago today. It isn't important. But if Jupiter had blown up the other day, you'd be able to tell me everything you did that day. Where were you when Kennedy was killed? You see, this is what they do to you. Where were you when Pearl Harbor was bombed? You have to connect the dots.
Is the operator with the collect call? Who is calling, please?
Ron Jackson.
We pay?
Yes, of course. Hello, Ron.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi. What, you got a meeting there?
Yeah, we're waiting for you.
Yes, we are waiting for you.
Need to wait about another hour. I've got to talk to him one more time. I've been on to him three times already, so we're just about cleared up. And don't make any moves as far as the legal thing is concerned yet.
Well, I am just wanting to make some commitments to my motion picture team here, and I wanted them to hear it from you. You are going to be out, and you are going to do it.
Yes, absolutely. And everything that I've committed to and more.
Got the more?
Everything.
It's hard, Ron. It's just as hard for you.
All right. I can handle it, so we will get it taken care of. I just wish it would be down on our schedule instead of somebody else's.
Can you give us a clue as to the conversation so far today?
Not a iota. Okay. Nothing. I can't say anything. Okay. I'll tell you everything when I get there.
Well, I'm going to tell you something before you go.
Yes, ma'am.
Sir.
You see, it's very hard to tell. That is the only
Excuse that, the pun. I'm sorry.
He gets no respect.
It doesn't bother me, but Dorma said, "See, big boy, you know, smart ass." I know, Ron, that you know what's going on.
Yes.
I don't believe that your friend John really knows what's hit him.
He knows now.
Well, on the other hand, you guys have got more power than you can imagine. Don't let them jerk you around.
They're not. Believe me. That's why it hasn't been concluded yet.
Well, don't either push the river to the point that we overflow the banks.
We won't.
Or you'll pull down the government, we'll move into anarchy, and it will stop everything.
It won't.
All right.
I won't let that happen.
I'm just going to go ahead and make all these promises to all these people here, and you are going to produce, right, with my promises.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I'm not doing that purposely. I've got a number of things on my mind. I just wanted to bring you up to date.
Well, as long as I'm one of them on your mind, that's all right. She doesn't care either.
Okay. Well, I think that she's very vivacious, and I've expressed those terms already, so...
Okay, Ron, I'll be out of pocket for a few hours. I'll be at home from 7 on.
All right, Rick.
Okay.
Well, I'll be back to you probably this evening sometime. It depends on my next conversation.
Okay.
All right.
Do push them. You've got the power now. Let's get you out.
All right.
Let's get it done.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Yo.
Guess we can go now. I wanted Wally and George to hear that. I would like very much for a day or so to be spent right here around this place looking at possibilities for a place to stay. It won't mean much to a lot of you in here, but for years there has been quite a lot of team being pulled together. And one of the members of the art department who had worked on Star Trek for years is Elizabeth's dad, Nick. And he is the one who basically created the Enterprise. And wouldn't you just know that he happens to be in L.A. visiting? Now, Little Crow is a bigger problem to me these days because Little Crow has this motion picture to do, but we have burdened Little Crow with the entire Indian, quote, revolution. When I say revolution, I do not mean bows and arrows. I mean revolvement back into reclaiming their land, which is what you occupy. But according to the Constitution, now Ron has the Hoover files. There is enough about the Indians in the Hoover files to pull down your government. And our lady, the fat lady who sings and is singing now, doing her RN now, right now, is going to have enough funding to do anything you want to do 2,500 times. Part of the reason they cannot bring to a conclusion the gold transaction, the gold foundation, the currency, is because Ms. Cosmos, little fat lady singing, is owed so much money on valid United States government legitimate gold certificates into the trillions of dollars that they can't pay it. Without massive calculations and compromise and discussions and this sort of thing. And yet they've got to, if you're going to have a valid foundation upon which to base your currency, you've got to set it somewhere and you've got to include these outstanding debts. So you ones who think Haiti is just a big argument over Papa Doc and Baby Doc, forget it. It is silver certificates and some gold certificates that are held in Haiti is doing the whole thing. You look around your globe and you will find it's either money or politics or both. Power or both. And your government froze the bank assets of some of these big monkeys. And you've got outstanding valid gold certificates and silver certificates in Haiti. And you cannot continue to just simply hold them in the bank. You've already lost face. You look stupid to the world. You're going to send your armada down there to wipe out Haiti? A few black people dying, the entire civilization down there dying of AIDS that you gave them? I'm still on God's team and I get mad at the inhumanity, the audacity. I intend to get what the agreements have been. I consider every cotton-picking piece of cotton on your place is God's. It's not yours. It was loaned to you to be caretakers and to flourish and to blossom. And you've destroyed. And you've killed and you've maimed. And in the process, you have killed the soul of your species. And you ones are back here now trying to pull in the fragments to allow mankind as such not to perish. It's a job. And it's just as well you're not allowed to see it all at once. It's overwhelming. But if you take it in little pieces, little vignettes, little motion pictures, you will see that you can do it. You've taken all those first steps. You may not feel that you are much beyond creeping, but you're at least on your feet now. And nobody can get anywhere until you're on your feet. And we can hit the ground running now. And we're going to have to unify. And we're going to have to unify without becoming a group. So every time that these atrocious insults are flung at you like cult, let it go. Don't waste energy on it. If nothing else, be amused by it. These are desperate people in desperate times. And we need to win. And you'll need to get the paper out. And I'm very appreciative that Ron did get my message and call. I wanted you to hear his voice, George and Wally, because I think that we all need that encouragement. It's been a long time, and we can make it a little bit further. And with so many of you, and in the family scattered around, I understand all of you. There are so many marriages where the spouse cannot accept this. You have to learn to let it go. That does not mean that within yourself you can play their foolish game. But you can release them. You don't have to nag them. But you'd better be true to self.